You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early
as
to get
top 10?
Do you reckon?
Another curve for Sam Gong.
That time of the week where we celebrate the very best in the business, getting a little tongue-tied and a couple of little slip-ups here and there. Happens to the best of us pickers. As a former floor man, discover your style with Carpets by Design. The sale is on now. The floor is yours.
Okay, let's start off with the word magnet himself, yes. Dwayne Mussel. Let's have a listen.
And when are you off? Where are you going? Are you going to Paris as well? We're losing Gerard Whateley to Paris. Are you going to Paris?
Loves his Paris. And this one before he was chatting with Mitch Cleary.
Peter Mitchell and Mitch. It's Mitch and Mitch. Tonight, welcome to you, Mitch. Great to have you on.
He's a word magnet.
Oh, I love it.
Hutchie picked him up a while ago on this.
So good.
The Dermot one's as good as it gets. In fact, we got the Dermot one there just to show us why we got onto the word. This is what ticked us off. Well, tipped us off, I should say. Yeah. Ticked us off. Is to,
probably ticked him off that we keep playing it.
Yeah, well, no, he wouldn't care.
He'd love it.
He wouldn't care. I mean, this is all a bit of fun. We try to find it. That's all right. We'll keep rolling through.
Do you know what it is? It's just another great example of he's just such a wonderful character. That's what he showed. If you didn't know, you ever haven't known what a great commentator he is, but what a great character and person.
Have you ever broadcast with him?
Yeah, I've called a couple of games with him before and loved every minute of it.
Yeah, I've called TV and radio with him.
Yeah.
It's hilarious on TV.
Yeah.
Because he gets all the cans of drink there and he's only really, he's got a party going on downstairs because
yeah.
You can only see the top of him. If he does get on camera, usually it's the host that do it. But
got a very good sneaker game too, the pipe.
Yeah, he has.
Very good sneaker
anyway,
game.
Anyway, let's move on.
Hey, Dwayne, how you going?
No, this is Dermot.
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about another great weekend of footy starting tonight. Should be a ripper tonight. Who wins tonight? Should we start with tonight?
That's the one that got us going on the word magnet.
We've got to put that
become.
To Smashing Pumpkins tonight. We've got
actually,
to
yeah,
do that.
Not a bad
with
one.
Smashing Pumpkins. All right.
Okay. Week to forget for SEN track boys, some of them anyway. Let's start with Campbell Brown, who slipped up here.
The connections have gone home miserable, having done their dough.
Miserable. Miserable. I'm not sure about his grammar here either.
Me best. Yeah, Tomo was righter than me.
He was righter than me.
Righter than me. And listen to how he says rosary beads.
A little prayer. Give me a little Hail Mary. Come on, spin those rosemary beads.
Rosemary beads.
Oh, he's great.
Now, we know that Gareth occasionally has an on-air issue. He struggled a bit with this during the week.
On winners, all thanks to Picklebet. Try them for your next Toyota. That's Kilmore Toyota. Picklebet can't. Well, they can do everything, but they don't sell Toyotas. That's Kilmore Toyota.
That's word economy, combining two credits in one.
Absolutely. He's a great broadcaster, though, but geography, not a strong suit.
He's allowed to race again, Benyol, in Tasmania and other parts of the state as well.
Yeah, okay. Righto. He left left me scratching my head a bit with this one.
Because I think Hong Kong's always been a two-town jockey in a way.
A two-town jockey.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There is. His mate Dean Watling had a classic slip up here.
It's always hard to chime in. It's one of my big rules, not to back debutants on debut and a heavy drop.
I know Tags don't deliberately do it, but I think that was a mistake. And so does old mate that sent it through. We'll go to number 11. Wasn't a great week for the team at Fox Sports. First, this golfer.
Well, it's important in golf to keep your caddy happy, and there's perhaps no better way than winning them a car, just like Will Zatoris did.
Zatoris? Zalatoris. And what about this Hawthorn player's name?
Hawthorn's defensive stocks have taken another hit, with Denver Granger Barris ruled out for 3 months.
Mmm. Granger Burris. Burris.
That actually sounds more regal, doesn't it? If you Burras or Burris.
Well, I played with a guy in a premiership stall. His name was Jeff Burras, spelt the exact same way. He might be some relation. I don't know.
He could have been a relation before the hyphen.
Well, the hyphen might be the mum, might be Denver.
That's what I'm saying.
Might be Granger, sorry, not Denver. That would be his first name. Right. Now, Jules Astoop seems to think Gary has a new co-host on SEN.
And our great friends on Breakfast, you know Gary and Lion have their own greyhounds.
Gary and Lion? Where's Tim in that? No sign of him. Damien Barrett wasn't caught on the money here. Come on, Damo. Talking about Travis Kelce and his coach. But who is his coach?
Again, same article. There was an issue that he could be angry off the field because he was angry on the field. I mean, I'm paraphrasing how that was couched. But, you know, the blowout with Bruce Reid.
Bruce Reid?
The Australian fast bowler.
With the painfully thin physique. It's Andy Reid.
What possibly could Bruce Reid have done wrong to Travis Kelce?
Other
than get him with a vicious bounce.
Got him with a one that swung back in him or pushed one across him for an outside edge.
Height at which he delivers the ball.
And speaking of the cricket, 4 for 87 Australia. Green 11 not out. Heads 4 not out. The lead's 291. And the last one to finish here before we get on the Bill Lorries. Jared Waitley, this is, finishing off day one. Got his wires slightly crossed with who scored the big 100.
New Zealand sent Australia in. Had the tourists in trouble for good portions of the day. But Cam Smith with a counter-punching century will finish the day at 103 not outs.
Well, it'd be a great effort if the golfer made 103 not out, but it was Cam Green, Bill Lorrie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Good take it. Oh, he dropped it.
SCB, yes! Every other user! Every other
user! Just a couple, but there are a couple of beauties. Oh, you found one for me, have you?
Just doing your thing.
Hey, this is my segment, man. You don't start adding stuff. Oh, yeah, no, you're not. David King first. This is a beauty from Kingy.
Gee whiz, I copped it yesterday.
Well, so you should.
That's a ripper.
That's great. That's textbook.
That was a genuine.
Ooh. Look up Bill Lorrie in the dictionary.
Yeah, that's a beauty. We'll give that one more go.
Gee whiz, I copped it yesterday.
Well, so you should.
And this is a ripper too from The Wisp.
It's a nice coffee, you may, but you couldn't find your coffee this morning.
Oh, don't get me started.
Wow.
We've had a couple of rippers lately.
This is right up there, though.
What? Oh, you get some audio, have you?
This is right up there.
And hello to the listening audience all through the country, except regional Melbourne, I believe, who are taking the cricket. Oh, that's a ripper.
That's not it.
Oh, that's a...
That's not it.
Sam.
That wasn't it. You had
sit
a
back
massive
in your little lane over there and leave the funny stuff to the bloke that's been doing it for 15, 17 years.
I'll just drag myself out from under the bus that I've been thrown under here. What
song have we got? Hey, you know what? Come on. Right, what have we got, Zipper? Take it to the break. Save him.